As we've heard, the NTSB confirmed today that both the air traffic control tower and the pilots of Comair Flight 5191 planned for a departure on the longer of the airport's two runways. The investigation into what caused this flight to depart on the shorter runway will look at the human factors, or human errors, that may have caused this accident. Joining us now to talk about this is Ben Berman. He's a 737 pilot, and he was chief of major investigations at the NTSB in 2000 and 2001. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
If you look at a diagram of this airport in Lexington, Kentucky, you can see that these two runways begin very close together. This is runway 22 and runway 26. In fact, they intersect. How easy would it be for a pilot to think that he is on one runway when, in fact, he's on another?
Well, with the benefit of hindsight and looking at it on a taxi diagram or a map from up above, it's perfectly obvious what runway is what. But from the point of view of a pilot down there in the cockpit, in the dark, it's not quite so obvious what should happen and what did happen.
What would the things be that pilots would do to make sure they're, in fact, on the right runway before they take off?
Well, we carry taxi diagrams that show us the layout. And so one person will be following along on a taxi diagram as the other person does the taxiing. And so it's a two-person process. And, you know, both pilots are trying to follow along with where they are. They're looking at markings that show fairly clearly what runway is what. And one of the things the investigators will be looking at is, were those markings present? Were they lit? And were they correct? We know there was some construction going on just prior to the accident. And they'll be looking into whether the construction disrupted the signage and the lighting.
The numbers of the runways, in this case 22 and 26, those stand for something. What do they stand for?
Sure. Those are magnetic headings. 22 is 220 or southwest. 26 is 260 or just about west. And so those are very meaningful to pilots. And one of the things we do is look at our compass when we line up on a runway and see if it matches approximately with the heading that's or with the runway number. And so you could look down at your compass and see 220 if you're on runway 22. You should do that as an airmanship item before every takeoff, and pilots often do. But, you know, a funny thing happens when you're sure you're going to the right place. You're sure you're on runway 22. You have no conception. You've just turned onto runway 26. It's early in the morning. It's obvious what the situation is. And so possibly on that day, you don't check your compass heading.
In this case, this plane was taking off at 6 in the morning. Sun wasn't up, so it would have been dark outside. How much does that complicate the task of figuring out where you are?
Everything's harder in the dark. It's harder to see the taxi diagram that's in front of you, especially if you're like me and you're over 40 and you have to take your glasses off to do that. It's harder to see the markings and pavement. And when you get onto the wrong runway instead of the right one, it probably makes the cues about that more subtle.
You've been an NTSB investigator yourself. What happens now? What steps does the NTSB take at this point?
Well, they're still in very much of a fact-gathering phase here. This is the first full day of work on the accident. Some of the most significant activity is happening in Washington, where the cockpit voice recorder is being read out. When I was in a management position at the NTSB, I was often assigned to be the first person to listen to a cockpit voice recorder when it first came in from the wreckage. And that's pretty powerful information, and very sad information when you listen to it. And what they'll be listening for today as they try and make a transcript of what was said and done is to see what the pilot's understanding of their position was and their runway that they were going to be taking, whether there was any confusion or discussion or opportunity for discussion, and then what their state of mind was as they rolled down the runway. At some point, they would have realized this is the wrong place to be, and that would have been a very difficult moment for them to decide in a snap decision what to do about it.
Ben Berman, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Ben Berman is a 737 pilot and the former chief of major investigations at the NTSB.